"He is the vine and we are the branches" is a chorus that I'm sure friends and family of a certain generation will be able to sing to you. In this session, we're looking at how we're attached to Jesus, the true vine.
Jesus-centred life, number 11. Why all this useless beauty? There are almost 9 million separate species in the world. Well, 8.74 million to be exact. And thousands of new species are discovered every year. Researchers estimate it will still take hundreds of years for human beings, with all our cleverness, to discover them all. To quote a great Elvis Costello song, "Why all this useless beauty?" The answer is that God's love language is the language of metaphor. According to Romans chapter 1, verse 20, God has buried clues to his true nature in nature. Since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made. Every created thing is actually a metaphor, something that's symbolic of something else, that can help us understand who God really is and what he's really like. Jesus used this same strategy to help us understand how spiritual growth works. "I am the vine, you are the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown on the bonfire." That's from John chapter 15, verses 5 and 6 in the Message translation. This joined to the vine metaphor is telling us a deep truth. We're just dying branches in desperate need of attaching ourselves to a growing vine, and the vine is Jesus himself. Let's think about this. Did Jesus really say that when we're detached from him, we can't produce anything? Really, Jesus? Yep, he said it and he really meant it. Think about it. A branch separated from the rest of the plant is still a branch. It's just not a very effective branch. It's not doing what branches are ultimately supposed to do. And what are branches ultimately supposed to do? They're supposed to grow, blossom, and produce fruit. A branch disconnected from the vine is still a branch, but it's kind of useless. So Jesus is making a pretty bold statement. He's saying that when we are disconnected from him, we aren't growing, blooming, or producing fruit. We're kind of useless. Ouch. Praying and reading the Bible are two obvious ways we can stay connected to Jesus. Maybe write down two or three other ways you can stay connected to Jesus, the vine, all the time.
When you are out and about, do you ever make a beeline for a certain attraction, specific shop, or particular place to eat? Next time we'll be looking at making a beeline for Jesus.
So